Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We're bringing this second hour. And this second hour is almost brought to you by Steve Rummage. Steve Rummage had an idea. He had a situation. He has a feeling. I thought he was being overblown. I thought I was ready to distance myself from Steve Rummage as I started to realize the point he was making. But the definition of a good host, a good radio personality, is a guy who can convince you that he's right even if you don't agree with the principle. Right?
Right.
Because the principle, I got to say, I did not agree with you, Steve. You said it. I looked it in your face, and I'll be able to back you up maybe on this. Explain to the people what has your attention about this draft. One of the things, one of the most important emotional things that have your attention.
Well, there's something that I've led the bandwagon a lot of times when I'd say, man, come on, with the TV time, you know. And I think at the draft.
Elaborate, TV
as,
time.
As a coach, go and you kind of stick your nose in every – But too, it's a little bit of a different
don't
scenario.
Don't massage it. Just deliver what you're saying.
A little bit of a
saying?
Different scenario.
Who are you trying to call
when,
out?
When you're like, you know, when you're like ducking in front of parents trying to get the hug and like, oh, let's get the money, you know, hey,
let's get this money, baby.
Yeah, like, hey, we did it, you know, and it's kind of the coach.
Did we turn French all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been hanging out with you, coach, for about 198 days. You're talking about we did it.
Yeah, it's kind of like wait a minute. I was at your school for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Went to class for three. Like, I mean, and like, oh. You know, but I've never been a real big fan of that. You know, but Marcus, I got to tell you,
that tone says hypocrisy. Hey. It's on its way, Steven.
On Thursday, I think Rick Pitino needs to wake up. I think he needs to go to his closet.
Uh-oh.
I think he needs to find the freshest Armani suit he can find.
Is this actually happening right now on Midday with Marcus Maben?
I think he needs to find the best pair of shoes he has.
Hypocrisy is amongst us, people.
The best belt he has.
Oh, my goodness.
Comb his hair back.
We're losing him.
Get in that fresh Godfather New York-style swag.
We're losing him, people.
And get to that green room, Rick Pitino sitting right next to Donovan Mitchell.
Is this a job for the coach? Is this a job for the player? Or is this a job for the public, the proletariat,
Man. The
community that is Midday with Marcus Maben? Do we accept personal responsibility and issue a personal challenge right now?
I am. Rick Pitino, get on up to that green room, my man. Get up. Enjoy that. Enjoy that, because this, I'm telling you.
Well, he can't just go there unless Donovan Mitchell goes.
Donovan's going.
I thought he declined.
I don't know about that.
Brian Hall, am I right or wrong? Has Donovan Mitchell declined to be in the green room?
I had heard that he had declined to be in the green room.
Oh, Steve.
He's got to. Then Donovan Mitchell?
Listen, you don't worry about it, Steve.
Yeah.
You're not out on an island.
Yeah.
You are going under the assumption that Donovan Mitchell was going. So I'm going to allow you to expound upon your frustration knowing that you've just heard Donovan Mitchell. Let these people hear you. Let these people see you on Facebook Live. Your loud personal reaction to the idea that Donovan Mitchell might not accept the invitation to the green room.
You got to get to that green room, man. You have to get to there, because I think Donovan Mitchell's done something during this draft process.
Oh, yes.
I love Terry Rozier.
I know.
I love Montrezl Harrell.
They set the standard.
I love those guys. Yeah, I love what those guys did. But none of them have done what Donovan's done.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
No, Donovan has flew up the draft board.
Oh, yes.
But the whole time, every single interview, Donovan Mitchell says, Rick Pitino.
Yes.
Rick Pitino's the reason I'm here.
But you were hating on Cal for doing it. We were hating on Cal for doing
it. But the thing is,
he went overboard with it.
That's my point. I mean, Donovan Mitchell.
And he wasn't credited for the development of the players. Everybody knew that. That wasn't a secret. That's not a hating thing. Coach Calipari's players were said to have already been ready to go. Minus the NCAA one and done rule, those players are already pros. Donovan Mitchell on some pages are a three-star prospect.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's why I'm saying, I mean, you need to get Donovan Mitchell, Rick Pitino sitting side by side, sitting in that green room, because I think that there's a Rick Pitino has a wave of kids coming in where there's going to be a lot of kids sitting in that green room with that Louisville tag next to their name. And just to be
fair, it started with Terry Rozier, in my opinion.
No, I think so too.
Like, and I'm talking about the raised eyebrow, the what this man is putting in that work, because these guys are not unheard of. They're solid players. They're solid guard players coming into college. Now there's an automatic bump in their ranking, and this is outside of the political realm of recruiting rankings. This is the NBA saying, hey, you guys got it wrong on your ranking.
Yeah.
That you have, you know, so-and-so coming in as a three-star. Hey, if they sign with Rick Pitino,
right,
you better change your rankings or risk looking very stupid a year from now. Because those people who let politics get involved in the recruiting rankings of a Terry Rozier or a Donovan Mitchell, he's kind of short. You know, those guys who were doing the old school, he doesn't have the physical, you know, look to him, even though you didn't factor in the condor wingspan of Donovan Mitchell and Terry Rozier.
And there's something to be said, I understand, from, okay, the Louisville guy, the hardworking guy says, no, I'm not even going to go to the green room. And one thing I will say, let me put this caveat out there. I would never knock a kid if he wants to do something with just his family. That's his business.
Not today.
But I think way the recruiting is turning, with the way things are happening, I think Donovan Mitchell needs to go to the green room, needs to bring Rick Pitino into the green room with him.
Donovan, you already put it out there that this is going to be a championship team next year.
Yeah. And
might as well take it the next step. You got to go to the green room when you get the invitation.
There's a different crowd that watches the NBA draft that will say, man, you know, Pitino still's got the swag.
Yes, because
we
talk about the national perception. I can't talk about how David Scott trolls us with his ESPN freedom and then Donovan Mitchell get the opportunity to front and center, you know, green room it on behalf of the University of Louisville. And can you imagine, like, this is not, I'm mad at Donovan, you know, but I still love him, right? But this is the situation. When your kid graduates, everybody knows in high school, you know, not people who thought this was the highlight of their lives tried to go crazy on graduation night. Your school was split up into guys who wanted to live like there's no tomorrow on graduation night.
Right.
And then there was guys and girls who knew they were going to college, who knew they were going on to bigger and better things. So graduation was like, I really don't want to go. Right. But you know what the problem is, people? You had that feeling in high school that you didn't want to go. Now you know for a fact that would have been the worst mistake of your life had you not chosen to walk across the stage in high school. I know you didn't. I know you thought it was stupid, or you thought it was lame, and, you know, I don't want to sit around and take pictures all day. Everybody thought it was lame. Fast forward years later, you damn right you're glad you went across that stage, because it's not for you, Donovan. This graduation is not for you. Parents, you tell these kids right now, graduation ain't for you, Johnny. This is for me. This is for the people who I can legally kick you out of my house now.
Yeah.
Because you didn't graduate. I successfully got a peanut-sized fetus through 12 years of education, of public education, and out my house. I'm the winner. This is my trophy. This ain't your diploma. This is my diploma. Donovan, that invitation to the green room, that wasn't your invitation. That was our invitation. That was us, right? You owe us that green room trip. Boy, get your butt up to New York and accept that green room invitation. And you're right.
Yeah.
Coach Pitino, if Donovan goes, you go.
And
if you go, we go, because we're all in, right?
Yeah.
We have no reason to watch the first 12 picks in the draft if Donovan's not going to be at the place. I mean, now we could just watch Twitter. Now we can just watch the bottom line scroll. People, the marketing power that is Louisville basketball market resides in how many TVs are going to be on the draft, right?
Right.
The difference between 50, 60,000 eyes being on the TV and draft coverage, and ESPN people looking at their numbers saying, damn, that Louisville fan base, boy, they run up the numbers, right?
Yeah.
That's for us. Donovan, you owe this diploma. So, Brian, who we got on line one? I see this over here blinking. People, Tim, thanks for joining me on 93.9. Am I right or wrong? What's on your mind?
I think you're right in the middle, Marcus. You're kind of, when I called, you were not on that side of Steve Rummage. And Steve's my boy, but I won't take his side if I think he's wrong. But honest to goodness, if you think back, that guy up I-64 that went to the very first draft after his first year as head coach of some team up in some town called Lexington.
Right.
He shows up. He's there. I know we can make fun of the fact he called it the greatest day in Kentucky basketball history. But right. The fact that he was there and being seen on TV with all those draft picks.
Yes.
That's recruiting. He was recruiting while he was up there. And I hate that it comes to that. But I'm with you. Rick Pitino needs to be there.
But let me ask you this, Tim. Let's look at the alternate side. And I know I'm kind of arguing against myself on this one. Is that the reason Coach Pitino doesn't want that player? I don't want that player who just looks at green room and thinks that I'm the reason that this guy's in the green. Because Coach Pitino says it. He wants the player to be the reason he's in the green room. He says it all the time. The players decide when they go to the, you know, to the pros. You think that's a recruiting tactic or non-tactic that Coach Pitino's using on purpose?
It very well could be, Marcus, and that's a very good argument against it. But, and I guess I look at it as, I don't care who the head coach is at the University of Louisville, please come to my school. We want good players.
Right.
And maybe that's me being the fan and being that guy. That's
so you want,
like,
Donovan,
yeah,
you want Donovan there 100%. So you agree with my argument that the diploma is for the parents and not the kid?
After having two kids graduate in high school, yes, that was my diploma. Trust me, Marcus, you didn't live at my house.
No, listen, I get the point, Tim. I appreciate the call. Yeah, definitely. So, Steve, so people seem to be not people. Well, yes, people. People might be backing you up a little more on this one. You're going to say Donovan 50-50. Are you okay either way with his decision?
I mean, I'm okay from a moral standpoint as far as, man, it's your, you know, you got there, so it's your choice. You celebrate
influence
it the way.
Influence him, Steve.
You need to go.
Is he going to kick himself 10 years
from
now?
Yes, you need to go.
And I get the argument. Kim, I will address your argument because I was already prepared for that argument. Kim, does it matter if he is the guy who drops to 16? I want you to answer this as well, Steve, because yep. Kim, while I fear that as well, because it'll be a bad look. No. Coach Pitino's guy who maybe went to the green room drops to 19.
It's the NBA draft.
I know.
They invited 20 people, I
know.
Think. No, he won't be the last one. Donovan Mitchell will not be the last one in the green room. And if he goes 16th, that's not really a fall for a kid said was going to go 25 to 30.
That was the point I was going to make to Kim.
If he goes 16, he goes to the Bulls.
No, and if he goes 11.
Come on, Donovan.
And people appreciate if you have.
If he goes 8?
I know. That's my point.
Sorry. Yeah.
I would venture to say that Donovan Mitchell is going to be the most well-spoken and well-represented person in the entire NBA draft. Have you heard some of the, and like I said, not to knock any of these athletes, but Donovan Mitchell is damn polished, right? And I mean completely polished. He's prepared. He's the type that seemed like he would have bullet points on an index card and be studying them in the limo on the way to the draft. Like, he's that kind of prepared, right?
Yeah.
He is going to, I bet he makes more money in advertisements out of the opening guys, like, of course, maybe outside of Alonzo Ball, right? But you get the point. They're going to be clamoring over Donovan Mitchell to represent their products once they spend 2 minutes with him, right?
Yeah.
Louisville with the cloud that pops up and goes away over Louisville, right? And I'm not saying hanging over because it's not a hanging over. It's passing clouds.
Right.
With the passing clouds, when Louisville's name is brought up, the ultimate elixir for this ill is Donovan P. Mitchell. I don't know his middle name, but
it works.
Your P sounds good.
Yeah.
Donovan P. Mitchell has got to make a showing at that draft. I mean, listen, I think he'll be in New York, but maybe just not at the green room, right?
He's got to go, man.
You need, I mean, 93.9 needs to send a camera crew up here. Listen, I got a studio camera. I'll go up there.
The opportunity Donovan Mitchell is passing up.
WHAS, WDRB, got to be there.
Where you shake the hand of the commissioner and you smile.
Even if it's 26.
And Donovan's got that great smile, and he just, I mean, it's everything about
it. He's going to be the same height as the commissioner. It's going to be an optimum photo. I mean, that's a photo you hang up in a basketball office that every recruit goes by, and you almost put a little nugget at the bottom of the picture. 3-star draft day.
I mean, he
jumped up late.
I mean, he wasn't a 3-star.
At first he was.
Well, no, at first he was. Yeah,
he
yeah.
jumped up very, very yeah. late, just no, that, like he jumped fair. Up in the that's draft fair. Late. No, don't use the last one. Let's make the story great, Steve.
No, that's no.
You
yeah.
know, by the time they write the movie, he was a 1-star, like Jordan. Jordan went to North Carolina. Stop telling me how Jordan got cut from as a sophomore yeah. and grew, but failed to mention he grew 6 inches.
That's the story you tell kids that can't make the team. Hey, right? Jordan got cut.
And then
I'm a senior. I've got cut 4 years in a row. And then Jordan got cut once.
And then he grew 6 inches yeah. and was an All-American yeah. at University of North Carolina. That just gets on my nerves. Yeah. Right. So, and now I'm doing the same thing.
Laney High School.
Right, Laney.
Yeah.
Who's that dude that Jordan called out for making a team over him, too?
I don't know, but I'd hate to be that guy. I mean, that's the thing.
But you get my point. So what do we do about this? 8150, 93.9 is the number. And, Brian, I need you to put this on the Twitter. Should Donovan Mitchell risk attend the green room ceremonies? And I want to say, and risk embarrassment, but that's in the eye of the beholder. Like, if he went 20, he's got nothing to be ashamed of. And they don't bring you to the draft room. I mean, listen, everybody knows the football fall of Aaron Rodgers and your boy Brady Quinn. It's not going to happen in basketball, first and foremost. And second of all, like, dude, at the beginning of the summer, you went – because you pretty much were guaranteed somewhere in the first round. You would have signed up. That's the problem. I don't want him to be influenced by social pressure to not go, but I do want him to be influenced by the university to go, right? Because you would have signed up for the green room if you thought you were going 29.
Yeah.
And they said, we're just going to invite you to New York to come hang out and do the green room activities. You'd have signed up in a heartbeat.
Right.
But now the stakes have went up and they got you anywhere from 8 to 18. You know, you don't want to. But again, maybe we'll have him on the show and he'll tell us that it was 100% a family thing that I wanted to do. But your immediate family can come to the green room.
Bring
with
them
you.
To New York, man.
I know. Like, what more family experience than have moms? And, you know, and it was just, come on, y'all.
I think.
Do it for your sister.
Yeah, I think he's going to. I think he's gonna regret it.
No, you were good. Yeah. I was just wondering how you wanted it worded. I just put should Donovan Mitchell attend the green room at the NBA draft, and then I tagged you guys in it and said yes or no. Yes, attend the green room. No, do not attend. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I mean,
worded a little different.
It's up to you because I don't want to. That's such an easy question. But no, I don't know because people may have some some comments regarding if they would do it.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and post it.
Yes, there is an element of the threat that is Brady Quinn, the fear factor. And this is not the time to say, oh, I don't want to floss. I don't want to stunt. You have to stunt on behalf of the university. Universities recruit themselves later on. The thing that allows North Carolina to out-recruit is the fact that you come in there and Jordan and Kenny Smith and all these guys are playing in the summer ball. Speaking of summer ball, is Terry Rozier over at the Yum Center practicing with the team right now? He better be.
He's probably at camp right now, but I'm sure he will be this week.
He has to be at the Yum Center working it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to work out the Yum Center.
We got to get over there.
Yeah.
I got to see some stuff. Listen, Coach Kenny Klein, explain to me the rules.
Sure, we can get in and watch some pickup.
What I can talk about. I need a schedule, too.
Yeah.
Is that so diva of me? Hey, give me a schedule of the pickup game so I can swing on through at any time.
Yeah, I'll be by. I think it's fair.
Quick commercial break. Got to reset the show. 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm getting excited about this baseball. We're getting closer. We're at 11:30. Game starts at 12. I mean, 7. Sorry, at 12. At 7, coverage begins about 6:50. The Cards Baseball on ESPN Louisville is presented by Powder Keg Fireworks, Exit Zero in Jeffersonville, Window World, simply the best for less.
Biggest game in U of L history, right?
Easily the biggest game. This was not go to Omaha and get snuffed out in the first round, in the first game, right?
If they win tonight, they're the heavy, heavy favorite to make it
this
to the championship
round. This is a huge game. People, we are going out. Go out to this evening. You know that you get home from work, whatever, you know, get cleaned up or do whatever you do when you get home. You know, stop. Listen, if you're not planning on going home, stop at 502 Cafe.
Yeah.
Like, do yourself a favor. Stop at 502 Cafe. They got the jumbo smoked wings. They got all the TVs. You're going to have a dedicated TV to your liking, I'm pretty sure, right? Because they're in every area. Game watch parties, of course. 75-cent jumbo smoked chicken wings. You got to try it. People who own chicken wing places go to 502 Cafe over and over again. And you know what they do? They try to steal the recipe. They stare. They try to get little hints. They try to hang out by the grill. They try to hang out by the work. They try to hang out. They have spies from other wing places taking secret photos of Chris Williams and Anthony Happ, right? Just to steal the secrets that are 502 Cafe. Does that not sound like some wings you want to try? Right? So you got that going on. You got game watch parties. You got a great environment. So 502 Cafe, when you're coming home, and just set up for the game. But my point is, don't watch the game at home. Get out because this is very rare you have this much actual passionate sports. If you're a university, like who was LSU? Like LSU is already in full baseball and football, you know, mode, but they're probably one of the only other people as good as us in football that are still like in it. And I mean in it all the way. Anxiety.
Wait, Florida.
They suck in basketball though, so.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it. With the Elite Eight.
When they were the Elite Eight.
Golly, Steve. I did not want to hear
top
that.
Top 10 team coming back.
Totally interrupted my. Yeah. I was trying to violate.
That's okay. Maven?
Oh, I was trying to describe the intensity that is Louisville baseball coming up.
No, it is. But
get out tonight.
I think a lot of people are going to be out. It's going to be an intense time because I think people are excited because I really feel like you can't win tonight, though, and then lose two. That would be.
That's another part of about this. It's like the more you get emotionally involved, the bigger the letdown could possibly be. Again, my year of the Cardinal starts with this baseball situation, and I'm not saying that a disappointing result would end my year of the Cardinal, right? It'll just mean baseball will be the last team to finish the year of the Cardinal instead of the first, right?
Yeah.
Because they can easily just come back and do it, you know, next year or whatever. But people, again, we're talking about draft. We're trying to personally obligate Donovan Mitchell to participate in the green room ceremonies.
Yeah.
I hope we can reach out. I hope Coach Pitino can talk him into that. What if Donovan Mitchell gets drafted before those other players up the road or to the east?
Well, there's one. It could be close. I mean, him and Monk could be close.
It could be coming down between he and Monk.
I think Fox is top five.
Is that? Right. Yeah. But is that not crazy? That at the time that Louisville played Kentucky, Malik Monk was top three.
Yeah.
In the draft.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Donovan Mitchell was 45. And I'm not talking about the number.
Donovan Mitchell was coming back.
yes. Yeah. Was 45 on his highest draft board. And they got a chance. All that happened, because listen, it was a flame out in the tournament, right? Let's be honest. They went home much earlier than they expected to go home.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So we can call that a flame out, even though I don't personally call it a flame out, but in national perception, it was a flame out.
Yeah.
All that happened is people got to see what goes on behind the scenes at the University of Louisville development-wise in person. He went from not drafted to battling Malik Monk for a draft position.
I mean, he's working out. Donovan's working out, I believe, with the Knicks today, or worked out with the Knicks yesterday. I mean, and that's kind of a spot where – I mean, that
it could happen.
That's a spot where Malik Monk is pretty much fitting in to go.
And Malik got game. Like, people don't misquote me for, you know, turning into pump up the Donovan Mitchell thing. Malik Monk got game. Like, I got no problem with somebody saying, listen, excitement factor on Malik Monk is just it's too big to pass up. But I got no problem with saying the most marketable player in this draft right now, total package is Donovan Mitchell.
Jeez, though, I got to say, man, I don't know. Part of me, and this is why I love the draft, because this is the game I start to play.
Oh, no, not I want him to fall.
Yeah, like, man.
You selfish jackrabbit.
I don't know if you want to go to New York, man. They're talking about trading Porzingis now. I mean, that team's a dumpster.
I don't want to play with Carmelo Anthony.
No, I'm like, you know, maybe you go ahead and fall a spot. Go 9-8, 9, tomato, tomato. Go play in Dallas, whatever.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, no, absolutely. No,
and the open court style of Dallas, maybe Donovan goes crazy down there.
I think ideally, and we'll do this later in the week. I don't want to get too far into this, but I think ideally right now, I'd like to see 11 at the Hornets, I think, would be a good one.
No, I don't want to see him out there.
Next to Kemba?
He'll pick up some stuff messing with Kemba. He will pick up some game.
Yeah.
Messing with Kemba on a daily basis. And people... Let me say this. Let me pay the bills a little bit. The NBA draft, you know what I'm saying, is on ESPN Louisville also Thursday. On all ESPN Louisville stations, find out where Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, Bam Adebayo all are selected, and it's only on 93.9 The Ville. Coverage begins at 7 and ESPN 680.
Why would anybody tune in to 93.9 The Ville to give a crap where Bam Adebayo and De'Aaron Fox are going?
Nobody cares where anybody but Donovan Mitchell goes on.
Oh boy, can't wait! I'll be tuning in for Donovan.
Listen, it's not funny, Steve. Like it's hilarious. Yeah. Like it's not funny because you knew where they were. Like you knew when they went to college, it was preordained and where they were going to go at. They had already ranked those guys. They only lost spots. De'Aaron Fox is the only guy who stayed the same in his draft status, right?
Yeah.
Coming out of high school, all those guys were the top seven picks of the draft, right?
Yeah.
They only fell. Yeah. Fox stayed the same.
Yeah, that's Fox, a fact, Fox stayed like, about where he's at.
That's a fact. I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it, but that's an absolute stone cold fact. But again, the Donovan Mitchell, marketability, A1. You know, the smile, the look, the polishness, A1. He's an adult. He is the only guy that is an absolute adult on the team. And let's be honest, man. The DNA that is Donovan Mitchell, I mean really the DNA.
Yeah.
The double helix, the perfectly formed double helix of DNA strand that is Donovan Mitchell, we all wish we could aspire to. We hope to pass that along, that the genetic lords give our children the Donovan Mitchell DNA.
There's a pretty large gap in between little Elijah Rummage and Donovan Mitchell at the moment. So we're working on that.
It's your job to reach that maximum potential that is Elijah.
No, it is. It is. It could be a big night. It could be a big night. So
Steve, there's one conversation that I didn't know where to move around.
No.
It was a conversation that has been had amongst the Louisville city. You know, every conversation, every grocery line, every bar, you know, it's, and I don't know if it's picking up steam. It has my attention, and I need you to either justify or quell it, right? This is kind of a separation from everything we've talked about earlier. Steve, I'm not sure, and I need your perspective on the streets.
People can hear in our voices, we just didn't feel like talking about this today.
I'm not sure, and it's not scandal specific.
Yeah.
Is the public so fatigued that they're willing to say, let's move along. Let's just accept the penalty and let's move along. Because I don't know if we just, are these other radio stations running out of material to where that voice is coming? Because I tune in to stations and all that. And Steve, I hear more voices saying, I'm just tired of it. Let's move along. Right. Is that picking up steam, or is that just the new narrative to keep the conversation rolling for people, you know, for people who don't want to dominate summer radio?
Yeah, I think it's a narrative, man.
A growing narrative, or just a narrative of coming out of the shows?
I think it's just a narrative coming out of the shows. I don't think I'm not saying there aren't fans out there that are like, you know what, just take the medicine and let's be done with it. But as a majority, the fan base is not sitting around saying you should just take your medicine and go with it. There, no way. No way do you
say. Would you agree that's just a detached fan base that just can't handle the chiding?
No, I mean, I think it's there's a portion of fatigue, yes, but not now. We're in now. I mean, we're in it.
We're in the fight or we're in the tournament and we're moving forward.
No, we're in the middle of this battle now. I mean, at this point, I mean, yeah, I'm fatigued too, but I mean, I'm not going
to
lose.
And I'm trying to figure out, are they making this conversation based on a moral, you know, hey, there was something wrong, so any, you know, mercy of the court, or is the people just fatigued? Because when I hear it, I'm thinking, okay, why would you be sold on that position? What's the benefit of take your medicine position? Are you worried about the money? Like, are you worried about spending more money on legal fees, possibly? Which means the legal fees don't hold the candle to what the penalties are right now. Let's be clear about that. I told you that, to me, in my particular opinion, when you get Louisville on the highest grossing list of college sports, it opened people up for a stone cold money grab shakedown, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody, I said it yesterday, nobody's paying attention to the amount of money being asked to forfeit by the University of Louisville. They're only interested in the banner, i.e. shakedown. Because it's monopoly money of dollars, you say, oh, who cares? You got the money. That's a lot of money. That money will pay the salaries to all that staff, plus bonuses to all that staff who put the hammer down on the University of Louisville. Right? So financially, it doesn't make sense to take your medicine, first and foremost. What a bail move on the kids. What a bail move on every award and every record that's been garnered by every individual.
Yeah.
Would nothing bring me into a more stirred up, violent mood than people just saying, somebody did something wrong, so everybody just got, that's how it goes. One goes down there. Until it's your kid.
No, I'll say it right
until
now.
Until it's you. Until it's your company closing.
Yeah.
Or your company and you losing your job. And now you can't feed your kids because somebody in your company did something. And then the police, they raid the whole thing, shut everything down. And you say, well, don't make us all pay for him. Throw the book more at Andre.
Yeah.
Make him pay back money.
If you're saying,
you didn't even ask Coach Patino to pay that much money.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's why it looks like it's an organized plot to go after university funds, right?
Well, yeah, and that's why I say, I mean, right now, if you're saying through a microphone that there's a growing there's a narrative growing that people want to just take their medicine,
right?
You're writing a story.
You're making a story. Yeah,
and to be honest with you, stop. You can take this clip. Stop speaking for my fan base because you don't have a voice in it, quite honestly. I mean, just to be real, I mean, that's the facts. There's nobody out on these streets that we're talking to that's saying, gee, Steve, you know what? They should probably just eat this one. I mean, you know, it's just a banner.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
No, they were unjustly punished.
That is person who has no affiliation with the university, fandom, or anything else. That's observer of basketball who's probably 80%, you know, outside fan base, has a number. I like Louisville on the side when they're winning, you know, but I normally cheer for this guy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's guy with the Louisville shirt with the Kentucky hat on.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I think we just take your medicine. You know, that, I'm telling you, I've heard it more. This is the problem. I've heard it more coming out of radio than I have out in the community.
Like,
I don't hear, no, I don't hear Louisville fans say that.
Yeah, right. That's who I'm speaking. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I hear a guy who says, oh, I don't know, just all those things they've been involved with. Once the conversation starts off with that, I'm like, okay, what things? I mean, you know, the Trino Patino and this, you know, and it's like, yeah. Okay, never mind.
And when you come up to us in public, it takes about 25 seconds for us to spot it.
It takes you that long?
Seriously. Your mouth opens and corner, I go, okay, yes, all right.
You know, the emoji.
Now tell me about what we should do.
Think about this. There's an emoji, right? A smiley face emoji. And all it has is a bit of the mouth turned up on the side that basically it's a smirk. And not basically, that's what the title of the emoji is.
Right.
Smirk.
Right.
The smirk, the happy crying, and the sad crying.
Right.
Are the most used emojis unofficially on Verizon phones.
And don't get those mixed up. It's weird. It's just odd. You make the conversation awkward. Sorry. Go back to your point.
But the point being, right, that smirk is so identifiable in the conversation. You can hear it on the phone. You can hear it through the listeners. You can see it in person.
Yeah.
I don't like, and again, I almost recommend you tune out once person says, take your medicine. That's guy who doesn't want this case overturned. That's guy who's going to enjoy this for the next 40 years of his life if these kids are punished to the utmost, right? Because the ironic part is you would not dare say that around anybody who earned that ring. You wouldn't dare say it.
Yeah, but from there in history, and I'm not going to get deep here, but in history, I think a lot of people that have been told to take their medicine and didn't become some of the greatest stories of all time. They told Muhammad Ali, just take your medicine. Just take your medicine.
Everybody should take their medicine.
Just go to jail, take your medicine. Shut up about it. They're not killing you.
Go fight in the army.
Yeah.
Take your medicine.
Or, you know, hey, you turned it down and nobody's killed you yet. So just take your medicine. Be happy with, you know, hey, you just got jail, right?
You know, in some countries, they execute people. Right.
Take your medicine. Right. What? I'm not sick.
Right.
You know, I mean, what medicine is there to take?
No, you're sick, NCAA. You know, this decision was a sick decision levied against us.
And that's why I think Louisville's saying right now, Louisville's saying, look, here's the deal. We agree it was a bad thing. We found the problem. We fixed, not you, we investigated. We found the problem. We fixed the problem. You're sick. You take your medicine.
And not that I want to be center of the universe guy, about, you know, being the flag bearer for all college activities and all college sports. But what are you going to do when this happens again? What are you going to do when North Carolina gets off scot-free and then the next big university gets off scot-free and then they bring the hammer to the next school you like? You know, when Wichita State, who was fighting for national prominence, or any other school who's not quote-unquote blue blood, is fighting and they get 10 years postseason ban, you know? And the principles were established in this case right here.
Yeah.
That the NCAA infractions committee can levy a decision based specifically on how we felt about the egregiousness of that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought up the conversation of drugs, right?
Yeah.
If I've lost somebody to drugs and I'm on the NCAA, right? If I've lost somebody to whatever, like let's say a prescription drug.
Absolutely.
Let's say this kid was at this party, the recruit was at this party, and they had Vicodin or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, something that invades college campuses. Let's say we all popped Vicodin, right? Everybody be like, "Geez, that's stupid. That's crazy," right? And that'll be a decision. But then if you have somebody who's lost a family member and they're making judgment, that's the sickest, the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. college kids popping by. But some other people say, oh, man, them kids are crazy. You know, college kid dies on alcohol poisoning, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize that if somebody had to go to hospital because of alcohol poisoning, a recruit, you know what that is? Oh, those wild recruits. Hey, you can't hold your liquor.
Yeah.
Not ready for college, right?
Yeah.
A kid that ended up in the hospital for alcohol poisoning goodness gracious, passes away.
Yeah.
You get less of a penalty for that. Right?
Yeah, that could be.
So argued. If you let the NCAA get away with a moody moral decision, be ready for what's coming next, because you've allowed the. And again, I know this is high and mighty, but this is fact. Let me get to these phone lines before we get out of here. Glenn, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Got a comment about the investigation. And before I give my comment, let me start out by saying a lot of people are not going to like my comment. But before some young punk wants to pull my U of L card,
right?
Let me tell you, I am a Louisville fan. I've been a Louisville fan since the days of Peck Hitman, which most of the young punks won't know who is, Wes Unseld, Butch Beard.
I won the Peck Hickman Award, so I know only because I won the award was I familiar until then. But I'll school the young punks.
But anyway, I'm justifying my University of Louisville card.
Right.
But my comment is, to those of us that are not quite on board with Pitino and Jurich, you know, if they would come out and say some, make a contrite statement like, look, we understand that we made some mistake with these minors. It was not right. I was the man in charge, and I take responsibility. But we feel like even though I take all responsibility, these punishments are over the line. They're too much. If we would hear something like that, you would hear more fans on board.
Glenn, listen, I appreciate the call. I mean, allow me to retort on that one. Glenn, I 100% disagree. Glenn, what more can you do when you bring in a Chuck Smart, when you spend however much money to have 100% full investigation and say, we acknowledge that things happen that shouldn't happen? Like, you want more pound of flesh? Like, at what point? If we learned anything, we learned that your contrite pound of flesh, self-investigation, self-penalty, it didn't mean anything. But I agree that it should be done, but I think it has been done.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, it has. They've said. See, that's what I'm saying.
And no disrespect, but Glenn, when we've had this conversation, you're great in the community. We've worked together in the community. Glenn, I don't think people of your generation of Louisville fan ever embraced the 100% idea of Coach Pitino.
Yeah,
let's say that. And again, I'm squarely in that category. He had to win my affection too, right? I mean, we all started out like, I don't know about this, you know, the Coach Pitino thing, but he did his thing. He represented for as many years as he's been in here. He's represented it outside of your investigation. Flawlessly. His record, even pre-Louisville, is flawless. And Glenn, I know what you're saying, but they did everything they could possibly do to handle this the exact right way.
And when you say, I think more fans would be on board, 95% of the fan base is on board. I mean, what are you...
With
I
the
mean,
fight.
Yeah, with the fight. I mean, so it's not like we're trying to win over a fan base here.
I think he's the minority on this one.
No, 100%.
I think he's the minority. And again, this could sound as defensive as possible, objectively. I think that's the smaller part of the fan base. But I think they're the people that are going to call in, you know what I'm saying? And the other people are just like, no, we're going to fight this. Yeah. But that doesn't make a good conversation. Fighting is not the conversation. Taking your medicine and taking your banner and ha-ha, that's a bigger conversation.
Well, they need to fight, and they're doing the right thing. So, good job.
Steve the Fighter.
And young
will
punk,
fight on.
And young punk
I am
know
young
who
punk.
Peck Hickman is, okay?
Steve, even I know that. Midday with Marcus Maven. Had a blast today, as always. Got a little feisty at the end. I love it. 81.50, 93.9, as always, from 10 to 12. Go to 502 Cafe on 93.9. The Ville.